U.S. expands ban on imports of Chinese telecom surveillance equipment. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission on June 26 expanded its 2022 ban on imports of Chinese-made telecom and video surveillance equipment over national security concerns. The ban now extends to older models of equipment made by Chinese telecommunication companies Huawei and ZTE Corporation, two-way radio manufacturer Hetera, and video surveillance and security equipment manufacturers Hikvision and Dahua. The change is expected to take effect in July. The FCC said the restrictions apply to products used for public safety, government facilities, physical security surveillance of critical infrastructure, and other national security purposes. The agency said the move was intended to protect national security by mitigating risks to the U.S. communications sector. While the FCC acknowledged there were economic and supply chain concerns stemming from the ban, it said those concerns did not override the obligation to protect national security. The commenters opposing expansion of the prohibition largely focus on the financial impacts, especially on particular entities, the FCC said in a statement. However, these commenters do not meaningfully address the broader consequences of continuing to import and market devices that have been determined to pose unacceptable risks or provide data for us to consider on those issues, as we invited in the March 27 public notice, it added. The FCC said the expanded ban will not affect the use of equipment that had already been purchased and will not cover imports of prior models of drones and routers. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has not publicly responded to the FCC's move. China's Commerce Ministry on June 22 imposed new restrictions on exports to 10 U.S. rare earth and defense companies after the Pentagon flagged several Chinese companies that it said were aiding the Chinese military. The companies targeted by the export controls include Rare Earth Miners MP Materials Corporation and USA Rare Earth, motor manufacturer Aviox, and defense technology companies Red Cat Holdings and its subsidiary Teal Drones. Other companies affected are defense technology company IMSAR LLC, ocean technology company Jaya Robotics, spacecraft manufacturer Ball Aerospace and Technologies Corporation, military equipment maker Oshkosh Defense, and L3 Harris Maritime Services. The Chinese Commerce Ministry said that entities and individuals in any country or region are prohibited from exporting or supplying dual-use items originating from China to those companies and that any ongoing related export activities must be immediately ceased. It did not specify a reason for the move. Prior to the announcement, the Pentagon on June 8 added several Chinese companies, including e-commerce marketplace Alibaba, internet giant Baidu, and electric car maker BYD, to the list of companies that it believes are supporting the Chinese military, barring the department from entering into or renewing contracts with the listed companies.